When my son graduated from high school, he was burned out, and his grades showed it. He told me he wanted to take a year off before going to college, and I thought it was a good idea. He clearly needed time to mature and perhaps see what it's like to work 8 hours a day. Unfortunately, the other adults around him were extremely negative. "You'll never go back to school," they warned him. But he persisted, and after a year of fixing computers and then another studying in France, he did go back and will graduate this June with honors. While going to college is certainly the path to a better, healthier life for most young people, too many feel they must go to college immediately after high school. In reality, a carefully planned year off can provide a variety of useful experiences. Volunteering in an unfamiliar setting, exploring career interests through an internship or job, or being immersed in another culture and language can all provide a break and improve the chances of success in college. The British call it a gap year, and I like the term. It implies an intentional pause between times of formal schooling and reassures adults that it's all part of a plan. I chair the admissions committee at my small college, and a recent example of the benefits of the gap year has made me feel even more strongly about it. A young woman had done well in high school, but felt she needed a break. Instead, her parents insisted she go straight to college. Denied a gap year when she needed it, she simply went on strike. She didn't attend class, didn't study, wouldn't answer phone calls from advisors or professors, and ended the year with only 4 credits. It was a disaster. Happily, she spent the following year volunteering at a school in Thailand. "When I saw those children and what they had to look forward to," she told the committee, "I realized that they would give anything to be able to go to college in California. I now see how lucky I am." She was ready to get back to studying. The gap year had done its work. With a perspective, I'm Nancy LaCourte.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.